It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. Ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend to tell a friend and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
What's up? What's up? Welcome again to the Boss Fest Podcast. Oh my God. How y'all doing today?
Why? Oh my God.
It's been an exhausting week for me, man. Traveling and everything, but I'm happy to be back. It's just your boy tired. That's all I can say. And I'm doing it again, so I'm just oh my God. I'm happy to be back. Are you happy for me to be back?
Happy Wednesday, everyone in the Boss Fest Podcast land.
Wow. She couldn't even get her words out straight.
No, it's bothering me because I hear it like 3 or 4 times in my ear. So hopefully it's not echoing to everybody else, but it just bothering me. I guess y'all let me know in the comments how the sound is. But yes, so we are happy to have you back in the area.
That seemed dry. Oh, well, I'm leaving again. So, hey, guess you can go back to... Enjoying your best life.
We don't do nothing else on the Boss Fest Podcast. We stay in our feelings, boy. We stay in our feelings on the podcast. Let's move on.
We'll move on. So, listen. So, today's topic or today's show, I think it's going to be very engaging as for, you know, how we interact in, how we interact in social media and how we interact in, you know, real life. We tell people all the time here that, you know, what you see on this camera is truly really us. And you know what? I think for about...
They are definitely getting the social media version of Kevin. They are getting the fake Kevin. We're going to just throw that out there. So if we're talking about a topic being self versus social, we are getting the social media Kevin.
What makes you say that?
That's just what I believe.
You got to put some explanation behind it. You just can't say they getting a social media Kevin and then don't elaborate. We need some facts here.
All right. So my facts behind it, since the topic is self versus social media, the social media Kevin is more outward. We're talking, you ask questions sometimes. I mean, sometimes you come up with fake facts and then you be like, oh, I researched it and I know XYZ is this. And that's just not the real life Kevin. Like, if you know Kevin in real life, he's very quiet to himself. We don't research anything. And I mean, you just present yourself as more openly and out.
So if you want to say I'm an introvert, cool. But you just tried to make it seem like I'm out here just passing around fraudulent information. I don't do research or study in it. Come on.
That's it. I'm going to call you a fraud. That's what we doing.
Wow.
Look, somebody in the comments said www.kevinsfacts.com. What they needed to say was kevinsfakefacts.com.
Listen, so I ain't here with you today, man. Listen,
All I'm saying is a lot of people have a social media version of themselves, and your social media version is very social. And in real life, I don't perceive you to be as social.
So what would you want me to, so the version of Kevin that you want to see in real life is the version that you say I give to social media, I give to this camera?
We're not talking about the version that I want to see. I mean, whatever version you decide to give us, I'm just saying if we're talking,
you're talking about you. We ain't talking about us. We're talking about you. You.
I think that the Kevin that the world gets is different than the Kevin I see every day. Social media Kevin looks like, damn, man, that guy have some knowledge. He seemed fun. Like that guy, you know, like he doing stuff.
Are you trying to help us sell us as a brand, as an entity? Are you just trying to be the downfall of us? What you mean? You just sit here talking about some, man, the social media Kevin out here telling y'all all types of lies. In real life, he ain't nothing.
No, that's how you took it. What I'm telling you is the social media Kevin is more social. So let me put it in perspective this way. So the social media me is different than the personal me. So I feel like if some people were to watch the podcast, they may look at me and they may say, dang, she seemed like she mean, like she be letting Kevin have it all the time. I am actually a very nice person in real life.
Nobody ever thinks you're a very nice person in real life. You can't find five people that can provide one nice story about you. Not five.
I am a very nice person. I'm very giving. So what it like, I do have like a low, what is it like? I don't have a lot of patience. That's just, you know, who I am, whether that's on a podcast or not.
I don't sound like somebody that's giving.
But I give a lot of myself.
I have no patience for you, but I'm going to give a lot. Those two.
Look, this comment says, I think you're super nice. I appreciate that. Thank you.
We ain't got. Fair enough. Got it.
All I'm telling you is the social media version of me, I think, is different than the real life version of me. And people believe because they get to tune into your life or they see little snips of your life through social media, they actually know you. And I'll say that from personal experience. Like I listen to some people's podcasts. I may watch like them on social media and I start to feel like I have a relationship with them. That person doesn't know me at all, but I start to like, oh, let's say this is their nickname. I start calling them by their nickname. Did you know they did so-and-so yesterday? Like that has nothing to do with my life, but you start relating to those people based on what you saw them on social media. So now you feel like you know them. So when you put that in perspective to us, people may see us out and think, I believe they're this way, when that's not really what it is, because you're getting the social media version of what we are.
I think I'm real either way it goes. I just want you to, you know, put some respect on my name. Like,
I'll put some respect on your name. I'm just telling you the respect goes to you are not a very social person in real life.
On to the topic, because
I thought I was talking about a topic the whole time.
I want to turn to go to somebody else's topic. Like you just be on me. Like rah, on my back.
You feel like rah?
On my back.
I mean, it's a podcast. You gotta figure out how to like duck and dodge and stuff, and you know.
Avoid the shots. Fair enough.
Pew, pew.
Fair enough. So on the podcast, we're going to learn to adduct the shots because wife be firing them, whether they in real life or social. Just bust. Only at me, though.
That's not true. Anybody can get this smoke.
Only when you push to a certain extent. We can wake up in the morning. You shoot shots at me.
This comment says, I would kind of agree with Edwina on that. So basically, this person knows you in real life and they agree with me. So they would have to agree with me. That's what they were saying. There you have it.
I got it. You got your people in the comments. They team Edwina today.
Oh, wow.
I'm happy for
I'm paying Edwina off the comments.
Yeah, man. You done told them, hey, got some Boss Fest tickets for you if you, you know, you show me love in the comments or something. You did something.
So, okay, let's take us out of the equation.
Okay.
You've seen other people locally, they do podcasts, and you may know them personally. Do you feel like they're the same person on the podcast as in real life?
I guess it depends on who we're talking about.
I mean, you can put that towards anybody.
I think most people that I've had the chance to interact with have got to know outside of any type of podcast space, like in real, for real, I think they act the same. Oh my God. Obviously, you think I'm lying.
Did you notice the blinking? I was just like, you. I don't agree with you. That's all. Why so I mean,
it's my assessment.
Right. I just don't agree with your assessment. That's all.
Fair enough. You won't agree with what I'm saying is my
truth. I just think people have a social media personality, regardless if they try to make that as close to their personality as possible. It's just not typically who they really are in real life.
Fair enough.
So sometimes I feel like people may put on for followers, like, I guess take it for this instance where you see like people give you a glimpse of their life and it's like all like amazing and oh, they're doing all this and they're doing all that. But if you know that person in real life, you know they don't doing all that. Like, man, you don't have that car. You ain't doing all that. You ain't out in the club throwing money. Like, you have no money. I think it's the same thing when you talk about people and their personalities. Like, they have a social media personality and it's not the same as like the normal every day to day them.
That's probably to protect them, because as we see with social media, like if you give people just a glimpse, just a little bit of who you truly are sometimes, like the trolls out there would dig at you to try to find flaws within that character. If it's truly you and someone's digging at it long enough, it starts to affect you. But if you know it's a persona that you're putting on and somebody like attacking your fake persona, you might can endure it better. But I guess for me, when I look at social media, sometimes it be like the confusion part of me. Like I be seeing these chicks out here, like they be putting up Bible quotes and stuff, but putting thirst traps. I'm like, man, are you selling the Lord or selling pussy? Like, I just don't know. I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, what's your play?
Wow.
I'm just saying, I don't know. So I'm trying to understand, what are you selling? Maybe both. Maybe you're trying to sell with, never mind.
I just don't know how we got there.
I was talking about real self versus fake self. Like, some, I think it's a bunch of people out there, like the way you just tried to call me out on my stuff. Like, God, little prostitute. No, fair enough. I just think that there are people out there who know they're flawed, but try to penalize other people for having those same or similar flaws.
Well, yes. So I'm going to go to, because I don't want to have too many comments and then I got to go too far. Go back. Ahead. So this comment says, now you have some folks have different personalities, but then you have others who I call feeders. They feed off others' energy to get to where they are and use others around them. I think that's a good point. I haven't heard the terminology feeder before, but I think that's a good term. And then you read the God loves prostitutes. And then this comment says, I definitely have social media DJ Bush versus face-to-face DJ Bush. I try to make sure the brand is represented as positively as possible. I think that's a good point. So now that's someone admitting that I definitely have a social media me versus a regular, like normal, everyday me. And I can put that in perspective. As you can have a social media Kevin who, you know, now you feel comfortable and outward using the podcast as therapy, opposed to the normal Kevin who don't talk to anybody. But that's your social media persona.
Right. So I think I am my social media persona. I just feel like if I don't know you, I'm just not going to openly just start having a conversation or being like in your.
Nah, even if you know him, you ain't going to talk to him.
I mean, like, how do I know them? Like, is it like, ooh, I know you through social media? And yeah, I don't know you. If I know you in real life, then yes, I'm going to try my best to have
a. You could know them and still won't talk to them. We just came from a trip to Africa and I'd be like, Kevin, ask your brother so-and-so. Nah, man, you go ahead and ask him. That's your brother. So
I don't know him.
You don't talk to people. You just like literally just being a shell. So regardless of how you know them, you still just not going to say words to them. I mean, I'm just using that as an example. So I'm gonna go back to the comments. This one says, yep, the prostitute kissed his foot. So that's just back to,
I get it. Told you, yeah, okay. The prostitute could kiss Jesus' foot, but she was already selling ass in that moment. Then she came to the Lord. What the question is, was she still selling ass after she kissed the foot?
Sometimes I just feel like
I'm sorry.
You just gonna get yourself in so much trouble. Let's move on. So next comment says, I'm much nicer online than in person. And I mean, maybe that's like a thing with people, like you feel like you need to be nice, especially if you're representing a brand opposed to like what your regular self is. But I think it's definitely a thing that people have a social media version opposed to a regular version of themselves. And I just see it in you. But like, because I'm looking outward at you, I'm pretty sure it's the same with me. I just don't recognize it in myself.
You don't recognize that you are just mean, all the gentlemen.
No. I'm not mean. I think you're
delusional.
No, I'm a very nice person. What?
I think that's your delusion. You think you're a very nice person. In reality, you're not.
I am not a nice person?
No, bro. You is not nice at all. Like, no. No.
What you're not going to do is sit up here on this podcast and act like I'm not a very nice and giving person.
You keep using words that don't apply to you.
What?
That's like me and the saying the word skinny and eating healthy. Them words don't apply to me. Like, we should use words that go with what we do. I'm just saying.
All right, so this comment says, Lady LaPel is not Sierra. Lady LaPel is a version of Sierra, a layer of protection because you can't invite everyone into your space.
Right, but then people feel like that persona is you, so they approach you as that persona.
Yes,
and that can be challenging, because if you're giving off that, whatever that energy is, whether it's Lady LaPel energy out there or whatever that energy is, DJ Bush energy, like if people always like you around here squeaky, squeaky, squeaky all the time, and they approach you like that, you're like, big, get your annoying butt out of my face. Like, that ain't me all the time. But that's the only thing they know how.
And they start to relate to you like as though they know you. And that's exactly what I'm saying. So if we use like this, the DJ Bush all the time, then if he's trying to be a regular him in his regular day-to-day family life, I'm sure somebody come bouncing up to him like, hey, like, you know,
what you think about that new song?
Right. So now you can't break away from the persona, because that's what people believe to be factual is the social media version of yourself.
So the question is, does it make sense to do it? Does it make sense to project a image in social media that may not be a real reflection of yourself?
So this comment says, I think it's usually a thing that everyone does, but a lot of people don't want to admit it. So I don't necessarily know if people have a issue with admitting their social media persona versus their real life. But I do think it's a thing that a lot of people do.
I know. So after I sat here and digested your insults and I was able to process it, I'm able to process it. I'm trying to be better with processing information you're throwing at me in whatever form you throw it at me.
Social media Kevin is also super sensitive, super sensitive.
So the real Kevin is sensitive and the social media Kevin is sensitive. So I'm just sensitive.
So there's
no divide there. Listen, I am very sensitive. But it's amazing how I am sensitive when it's convenient for you to say I'm sensitive. And other times I have no feelings at all. Like, you just don't care about nothing. Like, which one is both? Right?
It's both.
Got
it's
it.
Both.
It is both.
You it can
when
be
it's
both.
When it's convenient.
It can be it. Both though.
You know what? That is true. Two things can be true. So it's both. I just find it humorous now. As I scroll through social media, right, and I'm looking at different content and different pages and stuff, and I'm trying to figure out, all right, is this somebody that I could potentially build potential business relationships with? Because for me, social media is a tool. If you're out here using social media, if you're not using it to brand yourself, that's going to potentially one day could generate funding or funds, then it's just wasted energy. So I think everybody should have some type of hustle where they can utilize social media to reach an audience, because
It's not like you need, you just not like, you don't need a radio no more to get your message out. You don't need TV ads to get your message out anymore. You can have a few followers and that message can get pushed out and all of a sudden everybody hears it. But
all right. So as you're preaching to us, social media should be a tool.
Social media should be a tool. And we definitely should be choosing it to market ourselves. But the question is, the way we market ourselves, sometimes it's the, I'll call it the ratchet stuff that gets more energy than the, I guess, the positive stuff you may be trying to put out there in your business, in your brand. And it's finding that divide. It's balancing that act, per se.
All right. So let's be transparent on this podcast. So you're saying that you only use social media as a tool.
I use social media as a tool. Yes.
So you don't go on social media to see the ratchet stuff.
No, that's you. And then you forward it to me. And then I still don't look at it.
So what do you be doing on your phone all day?
Watching anime. What?
So those of us that are using social media, we should be using it as a tool. But it's okay for you to watch anime all day. And that does nothing.
You asked me a question about what I be doing on my phone.
I'm just trying to clarify.
I answered your question. Like, as you look at, like, and I have to get better with it. I have to put more content out there. I got to put more posts out there. I got to be more engaging at time. I got to throw some clickbait out there. Like, when I'm doing
I watch social media for the ratchet stuff. We could just throw that out there. Somebody could be telling me about something very educational. I'm going to pay attention to that. But then I'm going to be like, when there's a whole bunch of comments on something, you know, they say like video in the comments, I'm going to the comments to find the video because I need to see what we're talking about. Yes. And that's very ratchet. That got my attention 100%. I mean, we're being transparent on a podcast. I don't know what that has to do with the difference between like a social media self versus like regular self, but both things entertain me. Things that help me expand my mind and my business that entertains me, and I pay attention to that. And so does ratchetness.
I got you. I'm not disagreeing with your statement. All I'm telling you is that, hey, social media is a tool. If you don't use it right, just like any tool, it can backfire on you and potentially hurt you. So if you're out there projecting a fake image for people to digest of yourself, and then when they come across you in real life and it ain't really you, then you can't now cry foul. I guess I see it happening more. So I see a lot of dudes being fake, projecting a lifestyle or luxuries and wealth that they really don't have.
Okay, so the dudes posted up on the cars and that kind of stuff.
I see a lot of dudes posting like, oh my God, I'm this and that. And I see a lot of women posting thirst traps, trying to attract somebody, talking about I'm looking for a good man. But that ain't going to attract a good man. Like, that's going to attract them dudes in your DM trying to smash. So.
But are you saying that's not their true self?
I don't know what's their true self. Maybe they want some dudes in their DM that's trying to smash them. Maybe they just trying to get their rent paid that month. I don't know. Or maybe that dude realizes that for me to get that chick that trying to get her rent paid, I have to project this image of success and at least throw a little bit of money up front to make it enticing at first. But I know I really ain't got it like that. Have no clue.
I think in that particular scenario, you just answered your question. The dude has to project a certain type of image. And I honestly think the chicks that do that like the guys in their inbox. They feel a certain type of way when people are in their inbox, and that's a full circle between those two types of individuals. But I don't necessarily think that's a different social media like persona that they're putting on. They may actually like that, like be like that in real life.
Oh, so I guess you can look at it for, maybe that's their new social, because we don't socialize as a people no more. It's not like we go to events and talk and have conversations. All of it's done through this screen, through these lenses. And maybe people do those type of things because they know that's the only way they're going to get that energy. They ain't going to get it outside at work, nothing like that. People going to ignore them. But if I do enough here, then I'm going to get that male, a female may get that male energy she wants. If a dude posting enough glamorous stuff. Maybe enough females will be like, oh, I see you, da 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 da. Maybe we can go do something. So I feel,
I honestly think people don't know how to relate to each other in a real environment anymore. Like, I've been to different events and then you see people just still sitting there on their phone. So when you have the time to network and build a community, do you still do that? Or are you just sitting in that environment still being on social media? So I think we're now entering a phase where people don't even know how to relate outside of this social media thing.
I'm gonna say that's women's fault, but it's okay.
Women's fault?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's women's fault.
How would that be women's fault?
Man, because women make things just challenging. Like, everything, simple gestures, just to say hi or things like that, women make it feel like, oh my God, why are you so thirsty? Why are you at me? Like, man, I just tried to open the door for you. Why are you acting?
I'm talking about like a business networking event where people can be around talking about like how I can support you and help you. How did we get to women made that hard because you said hi?
Yeah, man.
Like, that makes no sense.
Right. Because, you know, that's what I'm going with. And I'm going to stay there.
So everything in your world that is just not right, women had to do it.
Once again, it all started with that apple.
You just saying anything.
Fair enough, I am.
You just really just saying anything. So I feel like if I bring this back, that if I think about when we go to a networking event and like, let's say it's the two of us together, the two of us may still be together and each of us on our phone. You claim you're not watching social media, but that's probably what we're doing. And we're still not interacting with other people. And you can come to the podcast and you can be more open and outward on this platform in front of social media, your iPad, whatever, then you can, if someone was sitting in front of you, you can't have that particular conversation with them.
This feels less threatening than actually walking up to somebody who I really don't know and trying to have a conversation with them, even if that conversation now has the potential to grow the brand or grow the business. Like, it's, I can say, hey, I'm Kevin Butler from Boss Fest. If you're looking to grow your brand, your business, link up with me. Hit me in the DM, da, da, da. I'm going to be at this event. Check me out. Holler at me. Say something. We'll link up. We'll talk. I promise you that. To me, what I did is I opened up the door for conversation. So people know, hey, if you see me out and about, it is okay to approach me, talk to me, have a conversation.
But do they? Because you're in a corner not talking on your phone, so that's not inviting. So they still don't feel like they can talk to you.
Okay.
I mean, I have to go
with your assessment of it, because I can say that's not true, but if you feel that's what it is with me, I don't believe it, but I have to at least listen.
Could run the comments back, because I'm pretty sure someone had agreed with me that that actually is exactly how you are.
Got it. So somebody agreed with you. I got it. I told you, you already paid them off. You got them their Boss Fest tickets.
Oh my goodness.
All I'm saying is that I'm trying to, number one, with I'm trying to develop who I truly am, who my new self is going to be. And maybe the social media Kevin is maybe the real Kevin that I haven't been able to put in real life yet.
Okay.
So I'll go with that angle. Like, who I want to be, I want to be more open. I want to be more outward and having conversations and talkative and laughing and interacting with people. And just feeling like, hey, I can just strike up any conversation with anyone. My real self is still have those self-doubts of all the rejections, all of the crazy looks and things of that nature that happen, whatever the dynamic is. And it's just, hey, how do I break out of that shell? And hopefully this will allow me to do it, but maybe that's what life is for a lot of us now. Maybe my social media energy may be my true identity, because I no longer be what I was before to people in real life.
I think that's a good way to put it. So basically, you're starting with a social media Kevin and using him almost like a protection piece until you can like get that particular Kevin into real world, which I feel like I think it was Lady LaPelle said some type of version of that. Yeah, she said a layer of protection because you can't invite everyone into your space. So it sounds like that's exactly what you're saying. Like you're using the social media Kevin as your layer of protection until that social media Kevin can become the actual version of yourself.
Yeah. Epiphany. It just hit me. I think that's what it is.
Listen, I know you like to use the podcast as therapy.
I get it. So I'm not trying to use the podcast as for therapy no more because I was getting bullied and beat up for that. But I do think that it gives me an opportunity to kind of talk through things, even with you sometimes, where in real life talking with you, conversation may not be as warm or welcoming, but in social media world, even though we right here.
I already said I'm a very nice person.
I've already told you two things can be true at the same time. My truth and your lie.
Wow.
Just saying.
So I definitely feel like if that's an epiphany, then that's really good. So then you got to figure out how to take the social media Kevin and get him to transform into the everyday Kevin that you really would like to see yourself.
I'm trying to get there. I think it's going to require, you know, more socializing outside of, you know.
I'm going to be honest with you. That socializing, that's a scary thing. Like, you know, I don't like it. I don't know what else to say. I don't like it.
What you don't like about it?
It's so many things. So like when I think about the socializing, it's, you know, like going and preparing yourself to be able to socialize. Like I've been to a couple events and it's like, you know, you stand up, introduce yourself. You feel like you at an AA meeting and you got to, you know, put yourself out there. And I like blue. Do you like blue? It's just a whole little process of.
I feel that. For me, socializing, you know what? I feel self-conscious about it at times because I don't know. People are always judging and judgmental. And I think we judge ourselves harsher than maybe other people would judge us.
I could agree with that.
And a lot of times when I'm out in events and places, like I find the littlest things to make me feel uncomfortable, and then it just wears on me. Like, I don't know, clothes. Like I put on a certain type of shirt or the shoes or the pants. I'm like, when I left out the house, I felt good. But the moment I get out the vehicle, it's like, oh man, what's going on now? I'm tugging on my clothes or, you know, fidgeting with stuff, messing with, like, man, what's going on? Like I felt fine before I got here. And then I'm in this place and now I just feel self-conscious about, you know, just the littlest thing. Once I leave the place, it doesn't even bother me no more. It's like, is it all in my head or is it just my body, my mind not telling me, hey, man, you know, this is out of your element. You need to find something. You need to create something in your head that's now going to make it challenging for you to really interact so that you find a way to leave this scene quicker.
I mean, I can agree with that. I think you have to do it enough to where it becomes comfortable. But I think I may like probably put myself in those situations a little bit more than you, just, you know, based on the availability of time I have. And it still hasn't become like second nature to me. So I can't give you a ton of great advice because I definitely feel exactly what you're saying. And it's almost like if I could channel a social media persona in those moments, then they would go a lot better than they actually do. But I find myself sometimes feeling like in those moments, like, what do I have to offer? Like when you're talking about like the partnerships or whatever, and you're thinking like, okay, so in this, what do we have to exchange? What is the benefit here? And I think that's where I kind of lose myself in those moments. Like,
so sometimes you feel like, hey, does what I bring to the table really, is it really a value for you that you would even want to interact?
Right. And it takes for somebody else to tell me like, hey, you do this, you're doing this. But I don't think that myself, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm like, girl, you know, you got this going on, you got this and you can bring this to the table. I never think that. It always takes someone else to say that or someone to be like, oh, I seen you do this. And I'm like, yeah, I do that. That's right. I'm just not openly like that. But if there was a social media version of myself that could attend those things, I think they'd be a lot easier to handle.
So I know you're going to be at several events next few weeks, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be doing something tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to an event tomorrow in Lakeland.
Okay, so with this event that you're going to, this event is designed for what? Business networking, socializing? What is the purpose of the event?
Yeah, so it's networking and to help you grow your business. It's called Sip, Savor, and Help Her Succeed. So it's a women's event in Lakeland. You guys can find it on Facebook if you're interested. But it's from 5 to 6:30, and it looks like it's something that happens bi-weekly in Lakeland. But it's just going to different events and making me put myself out there. So
have you given yourself a goal of what you want to achieve when you walk through this door? Or are you just saying the first goal is just to go?
Yes, the first goal is just to go. Like, we've been to different networking events, and I know you try to say, like, hey, I got a goal, you know, like if I meet three photographers and if I see like a website person. I don't really do that. For me, the goal is to go and to be in the presence of whatever. If something is supposed to, you know, pop off or whatever, then I just always feel like it will. But I do not have a specific goal other than do not back out, attend the event.
Attend the event.
I got you.
So for me, I do give myself some type of goal or objective. I feel like if I do that, it keeps me focused on the task. If not, you're right. I may find myself in a corner messing with my phone, trying to watch some anime. Anime is my safe space. It's my comfort zone.
And maybe a lot of other people can relate. I just feel like when you're talking about, I guess you can say anime or any social media, a lot of people use that as a safe space. So that's why I'm saying it's a lot easier for people to run to social media, maybe watch whatever's happening, you know, in the ratchet world, opposed to interacting and communicating with each other now. I remember when there was no phones, like we're that age, right? Well, we can remember when we didn't have cell phones, where we talked and we went out and you just talked to random people around you. We wouldn't dare. Like if we were at a restaurant right now, would you talk to somebody to the side of you? But we did that. What y'all eating? That's good. Like we just had conversations and that would be like, you saying something to me right now? Like what? We just don't do. We don't have the same behaviors we have.
We don't, or necessarily, we don't know how to keep the conversation going. I noticed that this past Tuesday, when I was in the airport, so flight was delayed. I'm sitting there. We just sitting there waiting for figure out what's going on with the flight. And this one dude, he was on his phone. He was talking about, I guess he had traveled for a business trip to do a job interview. Some other kids were around. I think they was going for basic training and stuff like that. But so as I'm sitting there, I noticed the white dude who went to the interview, you know, he was very open about just kind of, hey, but like, you know, he kind of, it was going on. I guess he saw, because I had on my work shirt. He saw my work shirt and he asked me about it. And it prompted a conversation. Like for me, I would never do that. Even though I see him, I hear him talking, like he's talking real business stuff. Like he's going to be in some upper tier. Like he could have been the connection for Boss Fest and I don't know it, but I was afraid to say it, say something to interact with it. But I noticed people don't do that no more. And it was like almost shocking everyone around when he started talking. Everybody was like, do I keep playing with my phone or do I actually listen? Cause he started trying to talk to multiple people. And it was like, man, I sometimes wish I had that ability just to strike up a conversation. And then when I started speaking, it almost felt uncomfortable for me. Like, I like the color blue too. Like,
right. And that's what I'm saying about you. So when we started this and I said that, you were like, what I'm saying isn't true, but that's the case.
I came full circle.
You definitely did. I mean, I wish you would have.
Did it accept it?
Yes.
I did accept it. I said, and I accepted it about 15 minutes ago.
Yes, notice the blinking. But that's the whole point. So I don't think you're alone in this. I think there's a lot of different people. So then that says that you have a social media, Kevin. I haven't determined within myself if I have a, you know, a social media me or not.
You do. We're not going to guess this or fake this. You do.
Okay, well, then I do. I don't notice it. Like, I feel like I'm the same me regardless.
You're not. So I'm going to be very transparent. So on social media, my wife seems like a bulldog. To me, at times, she can be a bulldog. She is soft as hell. She talking about
I just tried to say I was a nice person, and you said no.
It's a difference between saying I'm nice. I don't necessarily think you're nice. But I don't think you that bulldog that you try to project sometimes. Like, you're not that bulldog. Like, you like that little dog that's barking? As long as nobody
else... little Yorkie.
Yeah, long as no one else is barking or walking up on you, you big and bad. But someone with two steps approach, you run back to a safe distance and start barking again. Yeah, you like that. Look, Yorkie dog, barking, little ankle bite.
You amuse me. So... I don't want to put out a perception of being a bulldog. I do want to be very soft and sensitive. So if you get a bulldog version of me, it's because you made me go there. Like, I think I return energy that I'm given. So you saying that, hey, I try to put this out so that people see that. I said that on the podcast. People may think when they watch the podcast, they're like, oh man, she really tough and she be giving it to him. I give it to you because you took me there. They don't see what happens before that or like what transpires on the podcast. I am a very good returner of energy.
No.
Yes.
So what you do is you direct a lot of your
frustration to where it belongs.
Your frustrations to a source that can absorb it.
Where it belongs.
To where you can absorb it. Like you'll sit here and you'll criticize, like, oh my God, why haven't we started the show on time? But you see, it's like, man, all right, we tried to rush home, cook dinner, put the stuff together, do all this stuff. And all you gotta do is just sit down. And then you sit there looking at me blinking, like, why ain't you ready? Like, man, you see, I'm trying to get the cameras ready, sound up, trying to do this, trying to do that. Then all of a sudden you'll come at the last second, but like, I don't want to do that. I don't like that. And you would change something that I had planned to make us
That's
go.
Not true.
You just did it today.
No. What I'm saying to you, because you're nitpicking at something very small, no one wants to hear us argue about the mic or whatever. The point that I'm saying is the person that I am is not walking around being a bulldog. What I'm saying to you is the person that I am is I return the energy that I'm given. I am a nice person. I am very like understanding, loving. I am very sensitive. But if you try me or you bring energy, I return it. That's very simple what I'm saying to you.
And I'm saying that you only return it once you reached a certain level.
This is true. If you watch previous podcasts, I've even said to people, sometimes I do a countdown. Like, people have certain number of times, like, oh, you may do something. I'm like, that's time number one.
Right. And I think that you give a lot of grace. See, this comment
says I'm like that too. I appreciate it.
I think you give a lot of grace.
I do give a lot of grace.
To everybody but me.
Agreed.
So. I will
agree
with that.
I'm just gonna agree.
Everybody else gets grace. I get shots, but
pow.
But I'm just saying, like, what if? I guess the question is, how do we really fix the social? How do we fix our true selves to either be the social media selves we're trying to create, or how do we adjust the social media self to reflect more of our true versions?
So you told me that I have a social media self. Like I said before, I thought, like, basically I just am the same. But I guess what it really is taking yourself out of that shell and trying to create that social media persona in real life, if that persona is who you really want to be. I'm gonna read this comment real quick. It says, I'm learning Wait, I'm trying to learn to give more grace. I ain't gonna do that to myself.
Reciprocating?
Yes, because I'd be like, anyway, energy is exhausting sometimes too. I don't ever feel like it's exhausting though. You had to choke because I didn't want to
mess that up.
Yeah, I didn't want to mess that up on the podcast.
I'm with you. We don't like to mess up words on the podcast. We're talking about business and stuff. I'm
just saying. Look at your social media, Kevin, about to make me return some energy to him.
My bad.
So, I mean, I'll respond to that comment. I always have time to exchange energy. I don't know what it is, but I always have a place to be able to do that. Oh.
All right. So I know you're going to more events. I'm finna be out of the area. You know what? I think what I'm gonna do is I'm finna be in Atlanta for a week. I think what I'm gonna do is I'm finna just go to places where I know ain't nobody gonna know me. No connection.
Why would they know you in Atlanta? Sorry. You finna go to places.
Nobody knows me in Atlanta. So I can just go to Atlanta. Nobody knows me.
Right. I'm just like, you could just go anywhere. Anybody gonna be like, it's Kevin. But okay, tell us the story. You gonna go to places where they don't know you. I'm sorry.
I had a story, but that's for another time. But we did go a place where somebody said, ooh, that's Kevin and Edwina, and we didn't know them. In Atlanta. But I'm going to put myself in positions and places where I just interact and just start having like these conversations. Like just, if it's just simple stuff. Maybe I go to a bar or something and just try it there first.
Okay. I mean,
I think if I can build that energy there and it don't come off like creepy,
I mean, you're going to a bar. It could definitely come off creepy. I thought you would have picked like a networking event or something. But I mean, you picked a bar, so
I guess I'll see what networking events are going down in Atlanta next week.
So this comment says, I'm not there yet, though. So it's talking about the exchange of energy. I don't know. I did this TikTok the other day where I was like, man, I'm petty, and there's always like room for petty. Like, petty is on my way to where my destination is. Always for me, it is always there. But anyway, I digress from that.
No, go there. But I think that's your true self.
Right, but that means the social media me is no different than the true self of me.
Well, maybe that's the whole point of this conversation. Like, our social media selves and our true self have merged so much that, maybe like our social media self is like our drunk versions of ourselves, right? You know, when you have so much to drink, you project a little bit more, you a little bit more fluid, loosely with your tongue. They say you're a little loose with your tongue. Maybe our social media selves is our new drunk version.
I mean, possibly. I just think I'm the same. So, I mean, again, that's just me. But I definitely feel like if you make me feel a certain type of way, then I am going to return that favor. And somewhere in my mind, like if you say something slick, I think I pick up on those things quickly to return that exchange also very quickly. And if I let you slide, it was noted. I count it down, you're 1, 2, 3, 4. And I let you pass. Don't think you got one over. Understand, I let you pass.
So you want people. So people out there in the world, if you thought you got something over on her, just know you didn't. She just let you pass. She gave you grace.
Right. Because that's what I'm saying. I'm such a nice person. Like I'm so understanding and,
I hate you.
Because you're trying to say it like mean girl-ish. I'm just telling you.
I don't know how to phrase it any better. I just think that.
And my cutoff game is strong because a lot of people will be like, I don't deal in petty or like back and forth with the energy because I need to protect my peace. And I'm saying like, I'm going to go in and then I cut you off and my peace will still be protected.
Your peace is intact.
Yeah. I talk about it and I do whatever, cut off, peace back.
That bridge is burnt. I don't care about traveling that route no more. And now I've blown up that bridge. I don't have.
But
to
I leave
that.
You on my social media because I like for people to see so where you, I'm moving. So, and shaking. So, you can still so, be on the friends
so
list.
So what you're saying to that? People that's on your friends list are more or less people you done truly cut off in life, but you want them to see that you elevate.
No, because you're making it seem like everybody on my friends list is like that. What I'm saying,
I just want
is
you
if
know, if some of y'all on her
life,
friends list, y'all might be cut off and don't even know it. Y'all over there liking and hearting her comments, and she like
nobody's liking and hearting my comments that I've cut off in real life. Like, that's not even a thing. People who are cut off always know they're cut off.
Gotcha. Okay. I think there's some stragglers out there, but
I think you just like to start stuff. Like you're like literally trying to instigate something. Like you're making something out of nothing. I don't even understand that.
It's the conversation. I ain't made nothing out of anything. Just said that it's my. You said that you let people
right.
see. I just commented on the C part. I didn't do anything different. I just went off of what you stated.
See, social media, Kevin, is doing a lot right now.
I don't understand the comment. What you mean I'm doing?
Because you're just doing more. Like then regular Kevin would just be quiet. Social media Kevin is like trying to poke the bear. And then if I say something back, you're like, oh Lord, y'all help me. I'm gonna blink 5 times. I don't understand. You just be doing a lot on here. Anyway, let's move on.
I hear you. I know that I'm working on my true self. I think it's trying to become more of the social media Kevin that I project. I just still haven't made the connection yet to feel comfortable delivering him out in the real world through this lens. I feel very confident having these exchanges, interactions. It's because I get to practice this. From the very first time we did this podcast, I was sitting here leaking, sweating. It was bad. And we had to continuously do this stuff and continuously do it and continuously do it. So now it's the point, okay, I'm more comfortable. And now I'm critiquing other things to try to make that better. But in the real world, like it's a lot more challenging to put yourself out there because like you don't want to ever look stupid in front of people for real. Like it's almost like you can get a pass for kind of looking silly or stupid through this lens.
That just sounds so crazy to me. Like 500 people could watch this, like replay this and watch you look stupid, but you don't want to look stupid in front of one person who probably will never say anything about it to anybody else.
But possibly looking stupid here could generate more energy and possibly empathy and grow something. Me looking stupid in front of that one person, that's just one dead connection. So nothing will ever grow from that, but looking potentially stupid here has the potential of creating that negative, but also getting empathy from people.
Okay, so then I guess that brings us to why some people's social media persona does like crazy things or just stupid things because it's getting energy.
Well, you know, they say any publicity is good publicity. I don't necessarily always believe that, but it's some truth to that because there's people out there who have done good in business, but got some bad press. Then their business go to crap, but it generated more energy for people to like, let me try that business.
I don't know any of those people.
I'm thinking about that pink sauce lady.
Have you heard anything about that pink sauce lady since that?
I just know she got bottles on the dollar store shelf. And if anybody talking about some,
I've never seen no pink sauce on a Dollar Tree, Dollar Store, none of that.
And if somebody talking about some, man, it's the dollar store though. Man, dollar store is a multi-billion-dollar business. Go to hell with that.
I have not seen any pink sauce in any of my stores, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You ain't going to the pink sauce section. 12 bottles sit right there. More like, nah, the hell. Because everybody, ooh, let me try it. Pink sauce. But think about that.
But if you're talking about a pink sauce lady who got famous through TikTok, that really did catapult her business. So I understand. I agree.
She was doing something, trying to stuff, figured out. Pink sauce blowing up and people mailing packages and stuff like that. All of a sudden, the fake people coming for her and everything else. She went quiet, fixed her brand, fixed her product. Now she doing numbers. But she had to do something first to get energy. Then it created negative energy. Now she flipped that, settled down, and now she has a brand behind it. I think it could work.
So as someone who is still learning social media and trying to figure this out and like what brand or persona I should bring on social media, what's the best way to, I guess, figure those things out or path I should take?
I don't think we know. I think it's continually doing this. And then one morning we're going to wake up and we're going to look at one of these videos and it's going to be like, wow, that video got 1,000 views. What did it get 1,000? What made it get 1,000 views? Or that video got 2,000 views, whatever. It's going to be something. One day we do something, we say something, interaction, it catches the right person. Somebody say something, an insult to me, an insult to you, whatever it is. And it's going to spark something. And it's going to be like, all right, man, do we do that again? And play on that, because, or do we now, like, I don't know. I just think that's what's going to be the play. I don't think there's a formula for this. People tell you all the time, like, you don't know what's going to pop. Stuff that you intentionally trying to do doesn't go. It's when there's something that's unintentional. You weren't even trying to make it famous. That all of a sudden.
That's for sure. Because every time I make a TikTok video, I'm like, this is the one.
Right.
50 and, people watch the video.
And now all of a sudden, all of a white girl said on TV, man, you got to do a little of that hot too on that thing. And now she's famous.
I feel like you've been waiting all day to be able to say that.
Like, hot too?
I just really feel like you wanted to say that all day.
I just don't even know how that came from the conversation.
You just wanted to do that.
Because it came up in that moment. I was just thinking about different stuff. And it's like, oh, man. Oh, she wasn't trying to be famous. Somebody asked her a question about something else. And I said, I put a little bit of that hot too on it. And all of a sudden, she going and getting, she's doing radio deals and podcasts.
Y'all ever talk to somebody who y'all feel like they just want to keep saying something over and over, like they learn a little saying and they just keep wanting to repeat it? This is how I feel right now. Say it again. Go ahead.
Hot too on that thing.
See what I'm saying? You just want to keep saying it.
All right. I'm done.
Go ahead. I mean, it serves no purpose in this conversation.
I'm done.
What? I feel like basically that's a wrap. You done hot two, and we out. We about to wrap this thing up because I can't take you no more.
Go ahead. Wrap it up.
I can't even take you serious.
All right, wrap it up.
Look, y'all. I'm gonna be out, Mr. Hot Two over here. I guess y'all have him. We appreciate y'all joining us another Wednesday for the Boss Fest podcast. Just a reminder, Boss Fest tickets are live, so you can check them out on our website at www.boss-fest.com. And keep checking back because we will constantly be announcing new speakers. Grab your tickets before they sell out. It's going to be a movie.
Peace.